8:14, Galesburg's Morning News. Well, a chance for the kids to get a little dress rehearsal. We'll get in the Halloween costumes a little bit early this Saturday. Treat Street happening here in downtown Galesburg. A fun yearly event where you get to go around to different businesses, including our radio stations here, and pick up some nice treats from different places. And joining us to talk more about the Downtown Community Partnerships event is Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library, Noelle Thompson. Noelle, good morning. How are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks so much for checking in with us here this morning. This is such a fun event, and it's so fun to see all the kids come through. And like I said, kind of a little dress rehearsal for them, right?
Exactly. If they got those costumes, they want to show them off as much as they can.
Absolutely.
So give them an extra chance to do that.
Absolutely. Okay, question for you. We were talking about this earlier. Is there a favorite Halloween costume, either as a child or an adult, that you remember?
That I've had personally?
Yes.
I was a mime in fifth grade, and I do remember winning a prize for that one.
Oh,
so
see,
I'm pretty proud of that. I couldn't do it again because I wouldn't like to not talk.
I was going to say, I could have never pulled that off. I don't know about you, Tyler. I would have had no chance. It would not have worked. Look, a talking mime. Well, that's really cool, though. No, that's the but you know, that's the part of the fun of this, as especially with the businesses that participate, is just seeing all the kids come through and dressed up, and the ones you can see the smiles on their faces depending on the mask. But such a fun event. So let's talk about this year's event. Everything you kind of get all organized at Park Plaza, right across the street from us, right?
That's right. That's a great place to start, because that's where the DCP will be handing out treat bags, candy, and then maps of all the participating businesses. But it got pretty crowded last year, so we've added an extra start location. So you can start there, or you can start in front of Sprinkle and Spoon. We'll also be handing out bags and maps there. So go wherever is most convenient for your family.
Yeah, so right on the corner of Seminary and Simmons, right?
That's it, yep.
Yeah, so a couple different places to get started. Well, the fact that it was so crowded, that's a good thing, though,
exactly,
right?
Exactly, yeah. We love to expand, and we've got more businesses than we've had as long as I've been a part of it. I think we're up to 69 businesses or something this year, which is wonderful. And it's, you know, throughout all downtown, from Desert down Ranch Ware on just north of the public square, and then all the way over to Cooks and Company on Tompkins, and then pretty much everything in between. So we're really taking over all of downtown.
Yeah, and it's again a really fun event. Gets it away, what, 11 o'clock we get started?
That's right. 11 to 1 is the trick-or-treating. That's right.
Okay, and it's always a wonderful event, and again, safe. You're getting your treats from the different businesses down here. And that's really cool that many businesses are participating.
It is. And then a lot of businesses are doing kind of fun, special things. The UPS store is bringing in Sully from Monsters, Inc. So
that'll
be a nice treat for kids to see. Wordsmith and the library are doing a comic fest. And so you can just stop by and grab some candy, or you can go inside, and Wordsmith is doing a costume contest if you want to show off your costume. And that's for adults, too. Or you can head into the library to pick up some free comics, win some prizes, take some pictures. Yeah, there's other businesses that are doing just kind of more fun things, so you can either make it a quick stop picking up candy or actually go in and see the businesses. And that's what it's really all about, is getting families into businesses and developing relationships there.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely encourage people to get in and check them, because it might be a business you haven't been in before here downtown. And with, you know, when you said the number of the 69 are participating, I'm like, wow, there's that at minimum that many businesses here downtown, because you don't necessarily think about it all the time, but it's great, and get in and frequent those. And I mean, you can have lunch at multiple different places down here, or treats, whatever the case may be, and stop and do that as well.
That's right. And you know, there's other events then going on throughout the day, so once you're done trick-or-treating, if the fun's not over, stick around. I know the Community Arts Center is doing some pumpkin painting as soon as Treat Street is done. Other events going on like that. Orpheum's doing Rock and Core Picture Show that night, so something for all ages.
Absolutely. The Downtown Community Partnership of Galesburg and Treat Street happening again this Saturday from 11 to 1. Executive Director of the Galesburg Public Library, Noelle Thompson, joining us here this morning. That's just really cool that so many businesses are participating. And, you know, it's, I mean, not going to hurt your business, that's for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
It'll be good to get a lot of traffic. We think we saw about 1,000 kids last year.
Wow.
Which is great. And it may grow this year. And, you know, the fire department and police department are involved. We have some organizations that don't have a downtown location but still wanted to participate, so they're setting up, some of them in Park Plaza, some of them in the parking lot of the Vault, just to give the whole community an opportunity to get involved. So it should be a positive event. And then we are also using some of the community service officers from the police department to help with crossing guards on Main Street. We know that that, you know, could be a concern with so many families out, so we want to make it as safe an event as possible.
Absolutely. You know, Tyler's not allowed to help anymore with Treat Street because one year he was giving out microphones and we got back here on Monday and nobody could hear us. So we're giving out other treats this year, Tyler. You can't.
It was the gift that keeps on giving.
Exactly.
You can't do that.
Noel Townsend joining us. Treat Street is, again, coming up this Saturday. Anything, obviously you mentioned like with the Orpheum and later on in the evening they're going to have Rocky Horror Picture Show playing. Anything in particular, a special thing that any of the businesses might be doing that you're aware of?
Oh, that's a great question. So we're also doing a decorating contest with businesses. So please keep your eye out for the cool decorations. The businesses participating should be marked with an orange traffic cone. So keep an eye out for those. And then you can even give us some feedback on which business you thought had the best decorations this year.
All right. A Facebook page or where? Or,
yeah, you can go to the Downtown Community Partnership of Galesburg Facebook page. And we'll have some photos that we'll be sharing of all the decorations. Anna Kate Photography will be photographing the event, and she'll do a great job, so we're looking forward to that.
And then at the Galesburg Public Library, you said comic books are being given out?
Yeah, it's Comic Fest, which is a partnership between the library and Wordsmith, and that's from 10 to 2. So the library will be showing a great fandom film, perfect for Halloween, about the Pumpkin King, and then having green screen photos, other fandom prize baskets, and some free comics, and some that you can buy. And then over at Wordsmith, you can buy some more comics and other fandom books for discounted prices, and they'll be doing their costume contest there as well. So, so if you're an adult that wants to dress up for Halloween and you don't have kids to bring out, you can still come out downtown on Saturday. There's still going to be a lot of fun for you. So
that answers your question, Tyler. Oh, wait, you have kids, though, too.
I've got kids. So
you do have kids.
I got to take them.
This year, anyway.
This year. They're good.
So what time are you showing the movie at the library? Will it kind of be a constant running thing?
Yeah, it'll be from 10 to 2, yep.
Okay, all right, very good. Well, Treat, it's always such a fun event. We're glad it's back now for a couple years and such a fun thing. So, yeah, give your kids a chance to get in the costume a little bit early, get some great treats, and frequent all the businesses here in downtown Galesburg that are participating. It's going to be a really, really fun time. Anything else going on that we need to know about?
We're getting ready for the holiday season with the Downtown Community Partnership, so keep your eye out for those holidays. You know, we'll have the parade, we'll have Galesburg Express, and a ton of fun events all throughout November and December. So keep an eye on that Downtown Community Partnership Facebook page for all the latest events.
Absolutely. So Treat again this Saturday gets underway 11 to 1. And, get your kids dressed up and bring them down. And again, you'll have the don't even need to bring their own bucket or bag, right? You'll have those available?
That's right. Yeah, we'll have treat bags handing out at Park Plaza and then on the corner of Simmons and Seminary. So stop there to pick up your bag and your map first so you can see all the participating businesses.
All gets underway at 11 o'clock. I won't even have a mask on. It'll be scary. Maybe I should put one on. I don't know if we're supposed to be scary for this.
Well, I don't know. Oh, my mic's we do want kids to show up, so
that's true. Okay,
that's part of it.
I'll just hide in the studio then. I won't show my face. Noel Townsend joining us here this morning. A great event gets underway 11 o'clock on Saturday morning, 11 to 1. Treat Street here in downtown Galesburg. Again, we encourage you to go check out all these businesses anyway. But if there's one you may not have been in, or maybe more than one, this is your chance to kind of check them out with your kids. And it's like, hey, we're coming back.
Exactly. We've posted the map on our Facebook page, so you can get kind of a look ahead of time of who's participating. You do not need to visit businesses in any order or stick to any path or route, but the map is there so you can just see who's where, when, and map out a route that's best for your family.
And you want the treat bag full to take them to all the businesses, right?
That's right. 69 businesses and counting.
Wow.
So it should be a fun event.
Perfect. All right. Noel, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us here this morning.
Thank you for having me.